This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.
A musician who's relatively new to Northeast Ohio found inspiration in the landscape for his latest album. John Kolodgy of Chagrin Falls writes ambient music under the moniker High Orit. Kolodgy says since moving here with his family from Rhode Island in 2015, he spent a lot of time at the Chagrin River's prime fishing spot, Steelhead Alley. His new album is called No River Long Enough Doesn't Contain a Bend.
I've always fished since I was a little kid, and I always loved it. But when I moved here, this area is a kind of a hotbed for fly fishing, and I'd always wanted to do it. And I know this is not the most punk rock thing, and you know, so I just started doing it and trying to teach myself how to do it better. And it's like another love of my life, which is the pedal steel guitar, which I am also pretty abysmal at, but I can do it well enough to get to where I can land a fish and I can let it go and not harm it, and basically do the same with the pedal steel.
I want to play a little bit of the song Black Grasshopper from the new album.
It's a reference to Ernest Hemingway's Nick Adams stories, which are a small collection of stories that he wrote about the character Nick Adams, who is a fly fisher. Mm-hmm. And that specifically is about an area that Nick goes into that I believe is supposed to be near Yosemite National Park. And there's been a forest fire, and these grasshoppers are covered with soot. And I just feel like it touches on a lot of the environmental things, you know. It's just something on my mind.
One of the things with that song, Black Grasshopper, is that there's a video component with it. You partnered with Jeremy Bible, who is an experimental musician, installation artist. And when you listen to this song and you're watching these visuals of aerial footage shot above Ohio.
He's been working on this piece for, I think, about 2 years, and he's been documenting Superfund sites throughout Ohio and other states, and basically just, you know, man's hand upon the land kind of idea. And you see this beauty, and you see algal blooms that are red and green and all these vibrant colors that are not natural. And it's, yes, it's beautiful to look at from, you know, something like 300 feet up. But when you realize, like, what it's really documenting, it's not as spectacular in the way that it might seem.
Why is it important to you to have a visual component to some of your songs?
I studied film and video in college, and I've always just loved cinema. Angel Olsen actually did a video for the song Red Rocks, which is the album closer.
I look out to see.
Angel Olsen, singer-songwriter who's gotten pretty popular.
She's a little bit of a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we've played together and working on this song, and I just thought it would be perfect for her. And she really aspires to be a filmmaker, and she's done a lot of her own videos.
When you can see a piece of music in a video, it captures a certain sense of surrounding, which is kind of the concept of this whole thing, is putting you in a place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I play live, a lot of the time, I love to play to video. It gives people something to get lost in, which is what I'm trying to do with the music in a way. And so I think it creates a nice environment.
So you've lived in Northeast Ohio now for a couple years. Do you feel inspired here to continue making more music?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one of the greatest thing is that there are some people who really look forward to whatever I might do. And I know it's a small number of people, but I'm 100% cool with that. And I just try to invest in that and see what can I do. And I just don't see when I would stop.
John Kolodgy, who makes music under High Orit, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Amanda.
Will you play us a song?
Absolutely.
You can find links and watch High Orit's studio performance of this song at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene. You can hear it Thursdays on Morning Edition. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, 89.7 WKSU.